Hi everyone, and welcome back to Fan and Film. And today I'm bringing you my predictions for the BAFTA nominations that were announced today. I have seen the outrage and a bit of the uproar on social media around certain snubs and certain omissions and all that kind of stuff. But similar to what I did with the Golden Globes, I'm just going to run through the categories, run through the nominations that were announced, and give you my prediction and maybe some reasons why, and certain, and even pick up on a couple that I found were missing. So I'm going to kick off with the EE Rising Star Award. The nominations are the nominees for this one. Phoebe Denver, Ayo Edebiri, Jacob Elordi, Maya McKenna-Bruce, and Sophie Wilde. I'm going to go for Ayo Edebiri for this one. Mainly know her from The Bear, and she's recently picked up the Golden Globe and the Emmy, and I want to say the SAG Award as well, but I don't think so. But I think she's on a bit of a tear, and this one is seemingly hers, at least in my opinion. I'm going to gloss over, apologies, the British short film and British short animation, because unfortunately I'm shut out on those ones, and I wouldn't want to do anyone a disservice. But good luck to all of those teams that are up for that award. Special visual effects, so The Creator, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Napoleon, and Poor Things. I'm going to go The Creator. I think it stands out from the rest of those as one of the most visually stunning films out of the lot. I've not seen Poor Things, so I'm not 100% on the visual effects that are in that film, so maybe I'm doing that a disservice, but to me, of the ones that I've seen, The Creator is the one that stands out, so I'm going for The Creator for that one. Next up is Sound, and you've got Ferrari, Maestro, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and Zone of Interest. It seems fairly obvious to go for a film that is fundamentally about sound to win sound, being Maestro. So I'm not doing that. I'm going Oppenheimer, purely thinking sound editing, sound mixing were the Academy, the Oscars, I think, used to split those. I don't know if they still do, but I'm going for Oppenheimer for sound. Makeup and Her, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. I'm going Poor Things for this one. I feel like that's a bit of a shoo-in, in terms of, again, some of the stuff that I've seen surrounding Poor Things for that one. Costume design, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. I'm going to go Barbie for this one. Now, Barbie feels as though it's been shut out in a lot of categories at the BAFTAs, and I'm thinking that the next two are really where that is where it's going to get picked up in terms of costume design. And again, for production design. So the nominees for production design are Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. So I'm going Barbie for production design and costume design. And I feel like that's really where its wins are going to come at the BAFTAs. Whether the Golden Globes were a shoo-in for what the Oscars are going to do in terms of more featured nominations. But I'm going to get to those bigger categories in just a little bit to see where Barbie was omitted. Editing, Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Now, Anatomy of a Fall is coming up a lot in these lists, as you will see from the later categories. So I'm going to make it a bit of a mission of mine this weekend to watch it so I can get a review on the channel, and I can start having a bit more of an informed opinion on where that stands in terms of the nominations that it's picking up. Obviously, I've seen Oppenheimer. Again, Poor Things is one that I need to get round to. It's in UK cinemas at the minute, but it's just another one of those films that we just seem to be getting later and later than every year that it comes around. So editing, I'm going to go Oppenheimer. I've seen there's a bit of traction around Jennifer LaMay or Lame for the editing for Oppenheimer, so I'm going to stick with that one. Cinematography, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Zone of Interest. Again, a lot of interesting things going on here, but I'm sticking with Oppenheimer. I feel like there's going to be almost like a bit of a technical sweep, and then even when we get into some of the acting, but not all of the acting categories. The casting award, bit of a bizarre one this, for the way that all of a sudden we've moved away from some of the other films that keep coming up. But the nominees for casting are All of Us Strangers, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, How to Have Sex, and Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm giving this one to How to Have Sex because I feel like in the pantheon of the British films that have been nominated, they tend to try and get a couple in there just to give something to. So I'm saying How to Have Sex for this one. Original score: Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Saltburn, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Going Oppenheimer off the Golden Globes win for that one. Supporting actor: six nominations for supporting actor, which I thought was strange. So Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, Jacob Elordi for Saltburn, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, and then the two that surprised me, even though I was watching the nominations get announced before. So Paul Mescal for All the Strangers, really enjoyed Paul Mescal in Aftersun, and I'm really looking forward to catching up with All the Strangers when he gets a full release. And the one that I was thrilled with after seeing it at the weekend, and my review will be up on the channel tomorrow, Dominic Sessa for The Holdovers. He got left out of the Golden Globes, and I'm thrilled that he managed to get it in here for the supporting actor category. Supporting actress, another six: Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, thrilled that she's in there. Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, Claire Foy for All the Strangers, Sandra Hüller for The Zone of Interest. Now, Sandra Hüller is a name that's been coming around for Anatomy before, but not necessarily for Zone of Interest. Rosamund Pike for Saltburn, and Divine Joan Randolph for the Holdovers. It's Divine Joan Randolph. There's nobody else touching this. This is one of these years where we just have a one horse race essentially in one of these categories, and it is Divine Joan Randolph's. Leading actor, again another six. Six just appears to be the number this year that we're going with. Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Barry Keoghan for Saltburn, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and T.O. Yeo, Past Lives. Very surprising to see T.O. Yeo in there, purely because of the shutout that happens later on. But leading actor, I've just mentioned about a one-horse race for supporting actress. Leading actor seems to be a two-horse race, and it seems to be between Paul Giamatti and Cillian Murphy. My head says Cillian. I go Cillian all the way for this. Having seen The Holdovers, I love Giamatti's performance. He's effortlessly charming in that film. And I know there's a bit of a groundswell around him and that performance in that film. I don't think he's going to get it. I think BAFTA-wise, if anyone's getting it, it's Cillian. Oscar-wise, there may be an upset. Maybe. But my head goes Cillian. Leading actress. Couple of surprises in here. Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan for Maestro, expected. Margot Robbie for Barbie, expected. Emma Stone for Poor Things, expected. Huge surprise, Vivian Opara for Ryan Lane. Now, Vivian Opara, in my end of year awards, got a Best Actress nod, because she's fantastic in Ryan Lane. I don't think anyone expected her to pop up here. Thrilled that she has done. Very well deserved. Key snub already here. Greta Lee for Past Lives. Not sure what happened there. Not sure where she got shut out of that one, especially given as Teo Yo got in there. But it is what it is. And originally going into the Globes, I was thinking it was Margot Robbie. It was Margot Robbie for a musical and comedy, and then it was Emma Stone for drama. No, that's where I've got myself wrong. Emma Stone picked it up for musical and comedy, so Margot Robbie got shut out. There's the other omission, Lily Gladstone. No Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. So I get the feeling that this one's going to go to Emma Stone. But then the Oscars is bizarre. The Oscars is wide open at that point because you've got Emma Stone, you've got Margot Robbie, you've got Lily Gladstone. Surely Lily Gladstone's going to get in for the Oscars. Whoa, right. Yeah. Okay. It's all over the shop, it's all over the place. Adapted screenplay: All the Strangers, Andrew Haig; American Fiction, Cord Jefferson; Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan; Poor Things, Tony McNamara; and The Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer. I'm going American Fiction. I purely think that this is picking up steam in this category alone, in that everyone's thrilled that the actors are getting nominated for all these different kinds of stuff, and apparently it's an amazing performance by Jeffrey Wright. Again, still not got it in the UK, so I can't comment, but American Fiction seemingly is the leader there for adapted screenplay. American screenplay, original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Maestro, and Past Lives. My head straight away went Barbie because I remember when I did the Globes and I was thinking that for the screenplay director split, director goes to Oppenheimer, screenplay goes to Barbie. But I'm now thinking that the Holdovers may sneak in there. The Holdovers may just pip it for original screenplay. So I'm going to go The Holdovers for original screenplay. Director, Oliver Strangers, Andrew Haig, Anatomy of a Fall, Justine Triet, Holdovers, Alexander Payne, Maestro, Bradley Cooper, Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan, and The Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer. Now, I am shocked and surprised that there is no Celine Song for Past Lives. There is no Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon. There's no Greta Gerwig for Barbie. Yeah, it is what it is. I think Andrew Haig is the one in there who is the BAFTA pick, is the sort of probably not going to be a shoo-in for the Oscars. Justin Triet for Anatomy of Fall may be a shoo-in for the Oscars. I think Jonathan Glazer for Zone of Interest is, again, maybe one that probably won't get hit the Oscars. Bradley Cooper, of all of them, is the one that people are sort of saying could have been replaced by a Celine Song, could have been replaced by a Greta Gerwig. I'm going Nolan for Oppenheimer. I think this is the Nolan time. This is the one where he is picking up the awards, and we just need to sort of sit back and watch the train go. An animated film, The Boy and the Heron, Chicken Run, The Dawn of the Nugget, Elemental, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I'm going for The Boy and the Heron purely off the back of the momentum that it will have from the Golden Globes win. Even though the fundamentally British one that sticks out here is Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, I do think it's just going to end up being Boy and the Heron. Everything else sort of, I mean, Across the Spider-Verse was great. I thought that might get it, but it's not gone the way. Documentary, 20 Days in Mariupol, American Symphony, Beyond Utopia, Still a Michael J. Fox movie, and Wham. I'm going to go 20 Days in Mariupol because, again, that one seems to have the backing behind it. It seems to have the momentum behind it. I'm chuffed to see Still and Wham in there. It does make me sort of go, yeah, you need to go and watch this. But yeah, 20 Days in Mariupol for documentary. Film not in the English language, so 20 Days in Mariupol, Anatomy of a Fall, Past Lives, Society of the Snow, and The Zone of Interest. I do need to catch up with Society of the Snow as well. I noticed that it was on Netflix the other day. I'm going to go Anatomy of the Fall, of a Fall, I should say, because again, that one is the one that seems to have the momentum behind it. Outstanding debut by a British writer, producer, or director. So Blue Bag Life, Bobby Wine, The People's President, Earth Mama, How to Have Sex, and Is There Anyone Out There? I think this is How to Have Sex for Molly Manning Walker, because again, that is the one that sticks out in that category to me. The penultimate one, we have Outstanding British Film. Now, this is always a bizarre category because there seems to be films that just pop up in here because somebody on the cast is British, or because I think the ruling from the BFI is that as long as some of it was made in Britain, it counts as a British film. So you've got Oliver Strangers, How to Have Sex, Napoleon, The Old Oak, Poor Things, Rylane, Saltburn, Scrapper, Wonka, and The Zone of Interest. My head, as soon as I saw this, thought, oh, is it going to go to Saltburn? Nah. But then I thought about Poor Things, and I thought about Poor Things because surely whichever one of these gets nominated for best film, of which there is only one, and that is Poor Things, that surely that is the one that then wins. But I thought, actually, if you celebrate an outstanding British film, I feel like this one is going to be the Oliver Strangers nod. So I'm going to say Oliver Strangers for that one. And then finally, best film, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Now, there's only five. Oscars can go up to 10. People were wondering where Maestro was, given all the other nominations that it got. People were wondering where Barbie was, Past Lives. There are an awful lot of things that have sort of ended up being shut out. It's an Oppenheimer win. I'm going all the way with Oppenheimer. I feel like Oppenheimer is the pick to scoop everything this year. And I'm going Oppenheimer. So the awards are on the 18th of Feb. I'll be watching them on the BBC transmission that goes out, which I know is slightly delayed from what actually happens in real time. But I will do, similar to what I did with the Golden Globes, I'll do a very quick sort of this is how I did afterwards as well. Now, I've already mentioned that, so this is Thursday, the 18th, as I'm recording this. Tomorrow, on the 19th, is the UK release date for the Holdovers. So I'm going to be doing a review of that. And then over the weekend, at some point, I'm going to try and watch Anatomy of a Fall and do a review of that. The MANIFF schedule, the Manchester International Film Festival schedule, has gone out as well. So I'm probably going to do a quick run through of that and what you can expect to see there. But that is it for my BAFTA predictions. Looking forward to seeing where we lie. I'm wondering if I've just gone a bit too potentially tribalist and gone a bit too Oppenheimer, but we will see as soon as all of this gets announced. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, look after each other, and I will see you next time.